Good evening. Felt like a newscaster for a second. I thought about going with it, but I bailed. I didn't think I was going to make an audio, but I was just outside watching the sunset, listening to the crickets. The wind rustled through the trees. So windy, and the weather, the temperature is perfect. Was like, well, I have to make an offering. This is too gorgeous of a moment to let pass. So now I'm lying in bed. I have, I'm gonna say curtain. But in reality, it's two towels that are stapled to the wall. I'm a little bit hillbilly. But I find that sacrificing certain niceties has afforded me the kind of life where I can go sit on a porch and listen to nature and nothing else. All of that to say, I say that a lot. I was listening to, I can't remember which audio, but I've said it several times. Was a busy day. The phones rang all day long. I have a little bit of a migraine. So I'm also hoping an orgasm helps that. I feel a little extra vulnerable. Almost like when I first started making audios, but not quite. So for two reasons, I think. One is I shared the thing that I wrote, and first of all, I need to go edit it because there are a bunch of errors, but I don't know, that felt comparing it to the original one that I wrote, it felt a lot more open. And so I feel a little bit more emotionally exposed, maybe. Ooh, that made my cheeks flush. Put my little cold fingertips on my cheeks. And then the other reason is, I don't know. Well, I do know, but I'm not sure I want to share. Yeah, I'm gonna hold that back for a little bit. You'll find out eventually, but not tonight. You don't have to post it if you don't want to. Sometimes I like it when it's a struggle like this. I don't know why. For me, it feels good to share the moments where I'm like torn between a desire. Because I'm here, I obviously am going to orgasm, probably. Probably. But I also like. I don't know, I feel shy. So silly. Let's do something that we know makes us feel good. I'm gonna tell you about my PJs, which are thin pink pajama bottoms and a really worn out flannel with like holes in the arms and little thumb holes. I feel very cute when I wear it. It's very casual, but when I wear it, I'm like, yeah, I'm adorbs. With that said, I'm gonna slide. See, I'm gonna slide my pajamas down and off. Bye. I'm wearing a pair of silky black panties. I had a lovely bath tonight. Oh, I'm so happy the weather's changing. I'm gonna just start stroking my thighs. Ooh, let's draw a little R on both of our thighs. That's for ruin. Okay, so dorky. Fingertips are cold. Let me just. Ooh, but my thighs are warm. Wiggle my hips. I was gonna say, I love this. I love that it's finally cold enough that I can have a bath again. I put some eucalyptus Epsom salts in it. It was so good. So hot. Just stroking my belly. Pulled my shirt up. Actually, we're gonna just hold on. Hold, please. The porn you have ordered is loading. One moment. Okay, there we go. I wanted to pull the shirt up high enough so that I could get to my nipples. I feel like I have swung so wildly in my mood today. I was a little frustrated and aggressive today. And as the afternoon went on and I lost energy, I was a little passive, maybe a little mopey, just like super tired. Oh, poor me. And then after my bath and dinner, I felt a little better. I'm going to turn on my vibrator. And just, God, that light is so bright. Rub it up and down pussy over the cloth. It's drenched. It's soaked. I love that moment when I touch my own wet pussy for the first time. I find that the narration also helps me stay in my body. So I have one hand on the edge of my hip, tucked under a tummy roll with my fingers pressed against my hip bone. And I'm just moving my hips in almost figure eight style. My favorite moment is when I start getting close and then I forget that I'm recording at all. And it just becomes me chasing my own pleasure. And it's not even thoughts, it's just a base need. I feel like I often neglect my nipples. And I think part of it, I'm holding one nipple, my right nipple, and just tugging on it gently in the opposite direction, like towards my left hip. But I think it's a lot like tickling yourself. I feel like it might be more effective with someone else's hands. I wonder what your hands are like. Are they calloused? Rough? Thick? Delicate? Soft? Okay, I'm gonna turn up my vibe. I have my heel pressed into the mattress. Oh, I might have lost it. No. No. Oh, there. So parched. Yeah, that was. I'm glad I did that. Although, I don't know if I said it, but I saw a skunk earlier and it was super cute. I think my house might have just got sprayed by a skunk. Or somewhere near it. That's future ruins problem. Okay. Oh, I'll stop this recording in a second. Oh. Once I open my eyes. I'm just doing like a little booty dance in my bed. I like coming. Okay. Ooh, that was my shoulder. Sexy. Guess on that note, thank you for joining me, and until next time.